Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
If you haven't heard, there's another presidential election next year, 2024. Many Americans still have questions about the last presidential election, and investigations continue. That is, private organizations and individuals are continuing investigations as the two political parties seem to have moved on, since according to the Democrats, November 3rd, 2020 was the most safe and secure election in U.S. history. I believe any American who has eyes to see and ears to hear would disagree with that statement. There really is evidence to prove otherwise. Those in power would refuse to look at it. My guest today is Robert Knight. He writes for the Timothy Plan. He's a columnist for the Washington Times, and he's authored 10 books, one of which we're going to discuss today. So thanks, Bob, for being with us, and thanks for writing this book and putting everything under one cover, all the, you know, the data that we have thus far.
Oh, thank you, Diane, for having me on. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, and I thought I'd put it in one compact form so people could see all the evidence that's irrefutable, really, at this point.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, your opening chapter in Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop It, How to Stop the Fraud, lists various anomalies, such as Trump won 18 of the 19 bellwether counties. He won states that normally a president would win.
Bellwether states, yeah. Florida, Iowa, Ohio, and North Carolina.
Every one of them.
Yet
he lost the election. Plus, I found it very interesting.
Allegedly.
That's true. Allegedly, according to the pundits, he lost the election. I found it very interesting that since 1892, this is one of the facts you have listed, since 1892, no president has gained more votes over his previous total and lost re-election. That is until Trump in 2020, when 12.1 million more voters chose him, and he still lost. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, somehow Joe Biden garnered 81 million votes by sitting in his basement, basically a recluse. It stretches the imagination to think that this was fair somehow.
That's for sure. As we relive, and I don't want to relive election night, November 3rd, 2020, but as we think about what happened, and we saw numbers continue to grow, even though supposedly the count had stopped. I know the count supposedly stopped in Philly, I think, at like 10 o'clock, but yet the numbers, the tally continued, and we saw Biden's numbers mysteriously jump by tens of thousands at one time. It's just mind-boggling. And as I prepared for this interview, I thought, I just relived all that took place and all that took place the days afterwards. As here in Pennsylvania, there were legislators who tried to get the governor, of course, a good Democrat, to call the General Assembly back in session. And, he wouldn't do it. There were efforts to get legislators to sign on to a petition that would have forced the governor's hand, but there were Republicans who would not sign on to it. We know the Democrats wouldn't have. So there are efforts not only in Pennsylvania, but in many, many other states to try to get to the bottom of what happened.
Yeah, Pennsylvania was fascinating because they changed the election laws unilaterally without doing it in a constitutional fashion. Only the legislature can change election law, and yet the rules were changed to extend the deadline and so forth. But also, the Republicans gained a huge advantage between 2016 and 2020. They registered 242,000 more people. The Democrats only registered 12,000 more. And even though Democrats have an overwhelming, well, not overwhelming, but they have a superior registration in Pennsylvania, the Republicans were clearly on the rise. Mm-hmm. 60 out of 67 Pennsylvania counties trended more Republican than they did when Trump beat Clinton. Hillary Clinton, that is, in 2016. And yet Biden finished with 140,000 more votes.
Yeah.
Somehow. I mean, if you looked at the 2008 election when Obama beat Romney, we looked at the voting totals in Philadelphia, and in more than 50 precincts, there wasn't a single vote for Romney, not even by accident.
Not even one.
They were all 100% for Obama.
Oh, wow.
I mean, The odds of that happening are ridiculous,
yeah.
Even though Democrats hold huge leads in the inner city, et cetera, but still, come on.
Yeah, still, I know that there are conservatives in Philadelphia, because I know some of them. But, yeah, it's ridiculous that Romney received not one vote in some of those precincts in Philly. But, you actually have a special section here in your book, Philadelphia Case Study in Voter Fraud. And, and this goes not just talking about the 2020 election, but here's a little bit of info that in late 2021, a city council staffer who was working as an election judge was charged with several counts of voter fraud. But according to the Democrats, such things never happened. But most interesting to me, and I didn't realize this until I read the book here, that this was based on a 2016 lawsuit by the American Civil Rights Union, and that actually forced election officials to open their books. And the Public Interest Legal Foundation created a report called Aliens and Felons, Thousands on the Voter Rolls in Philadelphia. And I didn't realize that Philadelphia was that bad. I knew that it was very bad, but it says, that their report notes that election officials do nothing about it and don't even think it's a problem. So Philadelphia election officials don't think it's a problem that there are felons on the voter rolls and that there are illegal aliens on the voter rolls.
No, they don't. They didn't clean up the voter rolls.
No.
They were presented clear proof that a lot of the voters' names listed were people 150 years old, et cetera. And then if you look further, which the Public Interest Legal Foundation did on the ACRU's behalf, they found that some of these people had voted in the last three elections.
Mm.
I mean, it's so clear that in Democrat-run big cities, the voter rolls are dirty. They don't bother cleaning them up, and it's to their advantage because then they send out unrequested ballots, and then they harvest them. And there are also a lot of people worry about machinery too, voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven you can hack them.
Well, we're constantly told where they're not connected to the internet. But you don't have to be. It doesn't have to be plugged into the wall to be connected to the internet. Doesn't need to be with Wi-Fi and such. But you were told.
Oh yeah, that there was an expert testifying to Congress in 2017 saying these are really easy to hack, and he demonstrated it, and then been demonstrated since then.
Yeah.
So I think what has to be done is the machines have to be reduced to something where you print out a ballot and it's a paper ballot and it keeps track of everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could change results in a voting machine.
Absolutely. I know Dominion was front and center when it came to questions about their reliability. Here in our county, we have ESNS, which we have a paper ballot. We're handed a paper ballot. We fill it out, with little ovals like you took the test in school, and then it's scanned in. But we don't get to see how the scanner reads that ballot. So there's still questions about, is that scanner doing the scanning properly, or are the results pre-programmed, so to speak?
Yeah, there are a million ways to cheat. Mm-hmm. Although J. Christian Adams, who's probably the most prominent voting rights or voting integrity expert in the country, and the one who filed the lawsuit in Philadelphia, says that probably the best voting method now is where you pull a lever and you vote, and then it spits out the ballot as you marked it, and then it's fed into the machine. That's probably the best we can do, and even that can be cheated. My daughter worked as a poll election worker in Virginia, down near Lynchburg, and she said the possibilities of cheating were endless. Everybody she worked with, she thought was honest, but they had to carry boxes of ballots around, even the paper ones, and anybody could have just substituted them or gotten rid of them kind of quietly, or there are reports of ballots turning up in weird places in 2020, a truck carrying thousands of ballots into Pennsylvania from New York.
And they got lost. It got hijacked, basically stolen in Lancaster, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, right. And, and then the media keep telling us that, courts have dismissed all allegations of any voter irregularities. I'm thinking, they haven't even looked at it.
Yeah.
They dismissed most of these cases on procedural grounds.
Yeah.
That means they didn't look at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's what the people of January 6th were talking about when they stormed Capitol Hill. They wanted to delay the vote and say, look at the evidence.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to overturn the government. Okay,
I mean,
there was not an insurrection. No. It was unfortunate. They shouldn't have broken windows, and some of them were out of hand, but mm-hmm. the vast majority just wandered in.
Oh, yeah, you look at some of these
and
videos.
And were peaceful.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
They're looking at, they've already tried 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. They've sentenced more than 800, and the authorities say they're looking for another 1,000 to charge based on facial recognition technology. Contrast this with 2020, when our cities were burning down all over the country, and police stations were torched, police cars were torched. Mm-hmm. More than 25 people were killed in the BLM Antifa riots.
Yeah.
Very few people were charged in that. Up to 95% in some of the cities were just let off and not even charged. The contrast couldn't be greater, that we have a politicized legal system now, where if you're a Republican or a conservative, you don't have any rights.
Yeah.
But if you're a Democrat, you can do
anything
you want.
Yeah. And that's
Just this week, Hunter Biden got indicted.
Really?
And it's interesting. Yeah, it's just on the gun charge, where he lied on an application that wasn't a drug user at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a felony. Nobody expects him to spend any real time behind bars.
If any at all. I mean, he'll probably be slapped on the wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, but the vast evidence piling up of influence peddling using his dad's good name in China, Ukraine, Romania, Russia.
Yeah.
Notice he's not being charged with any of that. That's far more actionable.
Like on the application to them, they're just trying to save face at this point. Because the special counsel is trying to just save face.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to prove, see, we go after Democrats too. No, you're not.
No.
You've covered up the worst stuff, obviously.
Hopefully the impeachment of Biden towards the impeachment would expose some of this stuff to Americans who haven't heard yet.
Even though a lot has already been brought out.
Yeah.
And Hunter Biden's associates, Tony Bobulinski and Devin Archer, have testified that it was Biden's name they used, that the elder Biden was in on phone calls, meetings, now emails, apparently. And then the press keeps saying, well, there's no evidence that...
Didn't Chuck Schumer just come out and say that, right? I think probably the day or the day after Kevin McCarthy announced the preliminary investigation into impeachment. Yeah, yeah.
No evidence.
Move along.
They just lie straight face.
Through their teeth, and it doesn't bother them whatsoever, unfortunately. Yeah, let's...
No, because they have the media to cover for it.
That's true. That is very true. Very true, unfortunately. Thankfully, we have more alternatives now than we did even back in 2020. I think that what happened in 2020 and January 2021 has really allowed alternative media to get a foothold. And unfortunately, a lot of that's through the internet. Everyone doesn't have the internet, unfortunately.
Yeah, but Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter
really
is a game changer because now it's open to conservative views again.
Yeah, and that's very
And they had crushed all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the election. They were crushing any dissent about the COVID policies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was very totalitarian.
Yeah, and Facebook still is. And talking about Facebook, let's look at Zuckbucks when it came to the 2020 election and how Mark Zuckerberg influenced the 2020 election with his Zuckbucks.
Oh, yeah, I have a whole chapter on that.
He
spent $400 million in taking over election offices in order to, quote-unquote, help them with COVID-related election difficulties. And in Wisconsin in particular, they took over whole offices and ran the election, and it turned into a Democrat get-out-the-vote procedure.
But he was sneaky about it because he also gave money to conservative counties. Because here in Pennsylvania, my county, a conservative county, received $21,217.50 from the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And I did a right to know request because I wanted to know what we got. And it says in the grant approval letter, grantee has indicated that the amount of the grant shall be expended on the following specific election administration needs: vote by mail / absentee voting equipment or supplies and election administration equipment, unquote. Thankfully, the General Assembly here in Pennsylvania passed a bill, and actually Governor Tom Wolf, Democrat, signed it into law last July that would prevent the use of third-party money in elections. So that's one positive thing that has happened since.
Yeah, that should happen all over the country.
Absolutely.
It's such an open corruption temptation to use private money to run elections.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this up, Diane, because one trick they played was they gave money to Republican-leaning districts, but it usually was the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And they gave lots more money to the big Democratic districts that would turn out more votes.
So
that was a kind of a pretend even-handedness.
Yep.
They're not, you know, the devil has really a lot of sly tactics to fool people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at the Garden of Eden, you know, how it all started.
Yeah,
for sure. So, you know, and very quickly, voter ID, there was an attempt in Pennsylvania to get a constitutional amendment passed. It has to go through two legislative sessions here in PA. It went through last session, and it would have been required to go through this session to get on the ballot for, you know, the voters to vote on it. Unfortunately, there was a total mess when it came to the state house.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, you know, there was like a tie. And, you know, paper, the Republicans didn't stand up to the Democrats, and the Democrats didn't let the Republicans do anything as far as the constitutional amendment to require voter ID. So it died. It died.
Yep. Yeah, of course, the Democrats didn't want it.
Well, no, absolutely not. And, you know, well, the good thing about here in PA, I don't know about other states, but if a constitutional amendment proposal passes in two consecutive legislative sessions, the governor's completely out of the picture. Just goes right to the people.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So as Christians, how can we be involved? I'm going to back up. Very quickly explain the Electoral College and what that is and why the Democrats are trying to get rid of it.
The Electoral College assigns electoral votes to each state based on the congressional districts it has. A couple states, actually, you can split the vote, Nebraska and Maine. In fact, in Maine, Trump got one vote and Biden got one. But most states, the winner takes all of the electoral votes. So now the Democrats have decided we want more power to use the overwhelming, highly populated states that lean Democrat to overcome the electoral votes of all the smaller states.
Right.
For instance, case in point, when Trump beat Hillary Clinton, she actually beat him in California by 3 million votes. And yet she just got, you know, California's electoral votes, 51, I think, at the time. But they want more than that. So they have this interstate compact where states are agreeing to cast all their electoral votes for the popular vote winner in all of America. This would eliminate the Electoral College, basically, and it would empower the heavily urban Democrat cities. That's what it's all about. And the reason the Electoral College is in place is so the big, huge cities wouldn't dominate the whole country and leave the smaller counties and states with really no voice.
Right.
This forces candidates to go all over the country and try to get votes.
So
it's part of our genius system of divided powers, et cetera. But the Democrats, they have already accounted for more than 170 electoral votes from states that have passed laws saying, yes, we agree to this. If we will give our electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote. But they've kind of hit a wall.
Well, good.
Because the Republican states know better. They know that if they hand this over, then
they've lost.
You'll never see a Republican in the White House ever again.
Right, yeah, the socialists would take over the country.
So it's a trick. It's another trick to play the system.
Right, sure.
They're very good at that.
They are very good. Unfortunately, too many people fall for it. Real quick, on page 129 of your book, you have a What You Can Do section, and I encourage folks to get a copy of this book and read the whole book. It's an easy read. You have 290 endnotes in your book. Astounding. But you have all the documentation, you know, and such as that, plus action steps. How can folks get a hold of your book?
No, that's pretty easy. Just go to my website, roberthknight.com.
Okay.
There's a store there, and you can buy the book. And I have 10 other books up there that I've written.
Okay.
But this is the latest, Crooked. And it's very succinct, as you said, Diane. Yeah. I put all the evidence right up front. It's all documented. Mm-hmm. No guessing. I'm a journalist. You know, I don't trade in rhetoric. I want
facts.
Everything has to be backed up by facts.
Yeah.
So they're there if you want them. But yeah. I also tried to make it accessible in a journalistic way, so it's easy to read.
Good. Yep.
So, and as far as what you can do, I mean, they're just basic things. Passing out voter guides in your church, working at the polls. That's even better than being a poll watcher because you get paid.
Yeah.
And you're closer to the action. And you can spot corruption.
Right.
You could volunteer for a political campaign. You could run for office. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can always donate to candidates or causes.
Right. So, and that's the key. Donate to the candidate directly, not to the party, a party.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, because not all Republican parties at the county or state level are equal.
You're right. You're absolutely.
Some of them are rhinos.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. Okay. So roberthknight.com. People can get a copy of the book. The book's title is
Crooked. They can, and they can and they can sign up for every week. I send out my Washington Times columns on Monday morning to a list of email for free, and that's all. You get one column a week for free if you just sign up.
Okay, good. Yeah, I get that. I really appreciate that. So the book's title is Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Thank you for writing this book, and thank you for being on the program.
No, thanks for having me on, Diane. Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323. Or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.